Hey, hey, I have some good news for you. You were judged, you were tested, and you successfully avoided punishment. All the frustration yesterday was worth it. Boy, were you frustrated yesterday. You are in the clear now. But I didn't come here just to tell you that. I felt so bad leaving you yesterday, leaving you in the state that you were in. Frustrated beyond belief, blue-balled, spent, probably as horny as you have ever been, and so desperate to come. I'm not even supposed to be here right now, and I'm certainly not supposed to do what I'm about to do. But, like I said, I just felt so bad. So today, as part of a reward for enduring the intense frustration you experienced yesterday, and part as a celebration that you avoided punishment, I'm going to help you come. That's right. You will get to come today. No tricks, no deception. You have already been judged. But I'm not sure how much time we have, so grab it. Grab that fat cock of yours, but don't you dare fucking stroke. Or are you not naked yet? When I say go, you have 10 seconds to take your hand off, get up, take off all your clothes, chuck them across the room, and get back in the same position that you are in now. I'm not going to count down. I'm going to do it silently. Not yet. 5, 4, 3, go. Holy fuck. You're like a greedy little rabbit, aren't you? Well done. Good slut. I bet your heart's just racing. Good. I want you hard. Go on. Grab it. Grab your stiff cock. Just the base. Oh, fuck yeah. That feels good, doesn't it? You are a greedy little slut, aren't you? Oh, don't give me that. I know you like it when I talk to you like this. You want it. You need it. You crave it. Your cock's begging for it. Your filthy mouth may lie, but your enormous raging funstick will always betray you. Don't hide it. You can't. It's pointless. Just give in to who you are. Look at yourself. Look at that erect piece of wood dangling between your legs. This is you. A horny, needy, filthy pervert with a twitching, rock-hard, slutty cock who just wants to fuck, fuck, fuck until you milk yourself dry. Fuck, those balls look like they're about to burst. You need to nut. You need to jizz and spray your cum all over the place like you're a fucking animal, marking its territory. I'm gonna show you just how fucking depraved you really are. You know what I'm about to do to you? You know just how relentless I'm going to make you fuck yourself. Hand wrapped around your twitching hard-on, just aching to stroke yourself until your mind is mush, waves of pleasure just spasming through your delicious, mouth-watering body, fantasizing about another warm, soft, naked body coiling itself around you, getting lost in a raw, carnal union of lust and desire and pleasure. Running your hands all over your body, making you tingle and squirm as our hot, luscious breasts press into you while her tongue, fucks your mouth. Her long, delicate fingers wrapping themselves around your cock and stroking you, forcing your hands to run down her back and dig into her ass cheeks to keep yourself from spurting into her hand. Go on. Start stroking. Not fast strokes, though. Not too slow either. a good medium pace. Too fast and you'll come quickly, missing out on all the pleasure that comes with building a meaningful orgasm. Too slow and you won't get enough stimulation. You'll either start to get soft in between strokes, or you'll remain hard but be here for hours, unable to build up to an orgasm. Pick a good middle ground. Got it? Good, because that's how fast you will be stroking for the rest of the time. No speeding up or slowing down. And no coming until I say. You will stroke your cock at that pace while I talk dirty to you. I'm going to skillfully fuck your filthy, perverted brain, and I'm going to make you like it. Because I know you're a horny little slut who just can't fucking help himself, can you? You'll do just about anything to get your rocks off. I love the power that gives me over you. All the things I can make you do to yourself. Over and over and over and over. So your balls are shriveled up and you're leaking cum from just about every hole in your body. I'm going to turn you into an orgasm-hungry little cock whore. And there's absolutely nothing you can do to escape it. Whatever consciousness you have left at this point will want to flee, but I'm going to make sure your raging, veiny cock won't let you. It knows how hungry I'm making it. Stiff as a board, swollen and throbbing with the veins just about ready to pop. It's not going to listen to you. I'm its master. It's my pet. And it wants me. It needs me. It doesn't need you. It doesn't care what you think. It's my little fuck puppet. You'll be nothing but a mindless fist-fucking animal once I'm done with you. Slut. Look at it. Jumping and twitching in your hand. Fuck, I love you this way. I think I've worked up enough of an appetite. Fuck, and now I just want to make you come. Stroke it, slut. Stroke my cock. Fuck. Sorry if that was all a little too intense. Yesterday, I just wanted to keep you from coming, so I tried anything I could think of. But I think I discovered that I like this. I like you this way, obeying my every command, taking in every word I say, no matter how naughty. Fuck, it makes me feel so good, too. Keep stroking at that same pace. I didn't tell you to stop. Yesterday, I got a little carried away with the countdowns. But I was just curious how far I could make you go. I wondered if there was a point where you would just decide you'd had enough of the frustration and stop. But you never did. You followed my every word. And it felt so good. I can see why she likes it so much. I guess she was an angel once. Before falling and becoming the devil, it's understandable, to be honest. Having all that power over you. Fuck, I think I need to make myself come too. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Come for me, slut. Come for me. Fuck. Oh.
Was that worth the wait? Yeah. See how good a little frustration makes you feel? Well, a lot of frustration in your case. You get very slutty when you're horny. Oh, I mean the way I was able to puppet you around and you followed every instruction. I am sorry if I got a little too carried away with some of the commands, or like calling you a slut or something like that. Oh, especially today. Yesterday I was doing anything and everything I could to save you, but in doing so, I have to confess, I kinda liked it. Maybe a little too much. Oh, I just wanted to try it out some more, you know? I mean, does that make me so bad? I mean, there are such things as fallen angels who tempt mortals to combat sin. But you enjoyed yourself, right? You got to come after all. Oh, I have to go now. I can't be seen doing this with you. Oh, I bet you're glad you chose to follow me. I know, I'm sure glad you did. Bye now.